Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about three different smartphones. One of this is the Moto G6, then there is the Realme 1, and then there is the Redmi Note 5 Pro. So the Moto G6 is the newest of these three smartphones. While the other two we've spoken about previously on this podcast, the important thing to note is that these three phones are in competition with each other, and that makes your buying decision really difficult. Okay, so what we are going to do is trying to make that thing easy and sort of help you figure out which of these three phones you need to buy. And if you're in the market for a new smartphone, this is going to help you a lot. So to do all of this talking, mostly we have our reviewer, that's Shobhit Verma.
Hi guys.
And I'm your host Pranay Parab. So Shobhit, I believe you have reviewed two of the three phones that we are talking about, right?
The Realme 1 and the Moto G6, and I've been using the Redmi Note 5 Pro quite comprehensively for the past couple of weeks to compare them with the two.
Yeah, exactly. So that puts you in a pretty good position to speak about these three phones. So before we move on to the competition, I think first we should talk about the Moto G6 a bit, now that you spent quite some time with this phone even after your review. So my understanding is that when Google first bought Motorola and came up with the Moto series, the Moto X and the Moto G and the Moto E, I believe, it was like reviewed very well. It had some features on top of stock Android as well, and it was basically looked upon favorably, even if it did not make any profits for Google, and ultimately Lenovo ended up buying it. Now, after Lenovo bought it, the series was very popular in India for some time, but then over the maybe last year and a half, 2 years or so, the likes of Xiaomi and now Oppo have come and sort of overtaken a bit in terms of popularity. So, do you think this statement is true? And if so, then why do you think this has happened?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when Google bought Lenovo, Motorola, they, with the Moto G and the Moto X especially, they ushered in two categories which were being neglected. That was the budget, providing a smartphone with decent performance and a decent camera at a budget price point, because at that time there was no Xiaomi, there was no, you know, Oppo or anybody like that doing that. The Moto G was quite a revolution back then, and I guess it got really good reviews. The Moto X was also a very different smartphone because it was the first high-end smartphone that did not concentrate on paper specs. It concentrated more on the user experience, on the software, and also the fact that it was compact and fit in the hand nicely. So yeah, those two phones really carved a niche for Motorola and bought them a lot of fans. After that, I guess the biggest problem was that Google was not getting sales, and especially in their home market USA, Motorola was not very popular. So even though Google really transformed Motorola into a company which people loved, people were not buying the phones per se. So I think that's why it went over to Lenovo, which has not done that bad a job. I mean, I guess the perception is a bit distorted, because if you see in the past 2.5 years, they have launched the Moto Z series, the modular smartphones, which is something the industry is not really doing correctly. This is the only modular smartphone that works well, and it's quite an innovation. The only problem that Lenovo has done is that they have been releasing too many smartphone series, and they have been just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. So they have released the E series, the M series, multiple variants of the G series, then they've revived the X, and the new X series has nothing to do with the X series of old. So while Lenovo has done some good things, the biggest problem is that they are trying to copy Samsung in the fact that release as many smartphones as they can without any distinguishing factor between them. And I guess that has hurt Lenovo's sales. With the G series also, they released the G5, and then 6 months later released the G5S, which kind of changed the perception with people that, you know, if they're releasing multiple smartphones one after the other, why should we buy one?
Yeah, and then there were other variants also, right? Like, I believe there was a G5 Play, and similarly, there were 2-3 other, like, suffixes added to these G5 series phones.
Yeah, with the G5, so they dropped the Play series, but with the G4, they had the Play, and then I bought the Playback. So it's kind of confusing for the consumer, because currently, right, in India, the G6 is now the flagship G series, and Play is the budget-oriented one. While last year, the G5 was the budget-oriented one, and the G5 Plus was the flagship series. So it's very confusing to people.
And now, yeah, exactly.
And now the latest Motorola G6 Plus is not being brought to India because it is so similar to the X4 that both smartphones will cannibalize each other. So they are not establishing a clear lineup which is hurting them a lot.
Yeah, that is true. And also, like if I'm not mistaken, the Moto X4 is the one that was launched as an Android One smartphone
in the
US.
Only in the US.
Only in the US, right? So that is also another layer of confusion added to things. Because anyone who looked at this Moto X4 launching in the US, as people do these days, now that we have the internet and all, they would have probably gotten excited thinking that, okay, the same thing would probably also be in India, but in India, they didn't have the Android One version.
Yeah.
So while this is a good point you make, which is that Lenovo and Moto are launching too many phones without any coherent strategy behind them. I mean, can't we accuse Xiaomi of doing the same thing as well?
If you
look at the number of phones they've launched.
Even Xiaomi had a streamlined portfolio in the beginning. But now, as the months and years are going by, Xiaomi is also adopting the same strategy. And we were discussing this just yesterday with my colleagues, that Xiaomi now has a smartphone under 10,000 in every 1,000 category. So 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, they have different smartphones. And then they have multiple variants of the same smartphone, which is something, thank God, Motorola is not doing. So you can buy the Redmi 5 in 3 variants, and the top variant coincides with the base variant of the Note 5. Then the Note 5 top variant coincides with the base variant of the Note 5 Pro. Then there's a Redmi Y2 in the mix as well.
As of now, only Oppo is getting brownie points for having literally one phone with the Realme brand name.
Yeah, but I guess that's only the start. If the Realme one picks up, I mean, seeing how they are not shy in adapting market trends, I think that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, then. So the Moto G6, coming back to that, can you briefly tell us about this phone, as in how it may be, in terms of the size and all that, what people can expect and how it compares with the other two phones that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, okay. So I'll make it easy for all the listeners out there. 4 bullet points, 2 pros and 2 cons compared to last year's G5. So the design has taken a huge step up. I mean, the smartphone is undoubtedly the most gorgeous and best looking smartphone under 15,000. The design, the G5, G6 now looks exactly like the X4, which is not a bad thing at all, because despite all of its problems, the X4 was an amazing looking smartphone. So Motorola is just the metal for glass in the back, and the front also curves to the sides, and the width is very manageable. So the smartphone is very compact and easy to hold in the hand. Plus it looks gorgeous. So that is one win. But a small con comes with that, obviously, with a glass back, that it becomes slippery and it's a fingerprint magnet, but that you have to live with. The second pro, I would say, is that the overall build quality and this goes with the design, but the overall premium feeling has increased a lot. So with the G5 Plus and the G5S, it's always looked like you're buying a budget smartphone. With this, it does not. It really does not. You can show this off to someone and not say it's a G6, and they might not know it's a 15,000 phone. And obviously, we have Motorola's amazing software package, which brings with it gestures on top of stock Android, like chop to turn on the flashlight and double twist to turn on the camera, Moto Display, which is the best always-on display in the market. You can interact with the notifications and reply to them without waking the phone, which is something that is amazing. And frankly, whenever I review Motorola phones, I get addicted to that. And when I go back to some other, I can't. I really miss them. So those are the two things that the Moto G6 nails. Now, two areas where it has regressed. So earlier, we got a 600 series processor with the G5S Plus at 16,000 rupees. Now we get a Snapdragon 450 at the same price. Now, the 450 is a fairly capable chipset. It's not a bad chipset by any means. And it's more or less similar to last year's Snapdragon 625. But the key phrase is more or less. The clock speed is lower and the fabrication process is also a bit outdated. So that entails to the phone getting slow when pushed under intensive workloads. And while it handles games fine, the loading speed of heavy games like Asphalt 8 and are quite slow. So yes, performance wise the phone has taken a huge dip. And secondly, the cameras. Now this is something that Motorola has never been good at. Ever since the days it was acquired by Google, the Moto X had a pretty terrible set of cameras, and 6 years later the Moto G6 also has a pretty underwhelming rear camera. front camera though is far improved, and as I was comparing the phone to the Realme 1 and the Redmi Note 5 Pro, surprisingly it has the best front camera under 15,000, but the rear camera is really underwhelming. So I think those are the four main points about the Moto G6.
Yeah, that sums it up quite nicely. I would just like to add that maybe it's time to mention the fact that these three phones each have a very distinctive design, like in terms of looks. So if you look at the Moto G6, just flip it around and you can see that American plug point style camera design. Then there is the Realme 1 with its whole diamond cut pattern thing, even though it's not actually diamond. And then, you know, the Redmi Note 5 Pro, it has a standard design now. It's not very innovative if you think about it. But, you know, it's not going to be easy to, like, mistake these phones with each other. Like, every phone has developed its own identity. So, yeah. Which of these three do you think, you know, like, looks the best maybe? And
between the three, there is no question. The Moto G6 looks the most premium of the bunch. It feels the most premium. But you know, the Xiaomi Redmi Note 5 Pro must be given some credit where it's due, that it has what you can call an old school design, but the metal is not slippery. It feels very solidly built, and for some people who just don't like the bling associated with glass and who like, you know, understated designs, the Redmi Note 5 Pro is the one to choose between the three. The Realme one has a hard time standing out between the three because the Moto G6 does a better job with the glass back, and the side frame is also not made of metal, so on the build quality front, it, you know, slips when it comes to the other two. However, if you are into, you know, what we discussed in the earlier podcast, blingy designs, and a design that stands out from the crowd, I guess the Realme one should be your choice because of the diamond cut pattern, which really reflects light and, you know, in some ways looks like a piece of jewelry.
Okay then. So I was also a bit disappointed to see such a huge chin on the Moto G6, if I may call it that, which is a huge bezel at the bottom of the display. Does it look as bad in real life as it does in the photos that we posted in our review?
Yeah, see, so the bezel is not there for the sake of it. That's why you can obviously say that in a day and age where bezels are, you know, slimming down, why does it have such a huge bezel? But the bezel incorporates the front-facing fingerprint sensor, which, according to Motorola, and obviously it makes a lot of sense, had to be in the front to accommodate Motorola's one-button navigation. So what this entails is it allows you to control the navigate around the smartphone using the fingerprint sensor itself, and you can remove the capacitive button, so that frees up a lot of screen space. So what this one-button nav entails is you have to swipe it right to go to the recent app, swipe it left to go back, and long press it to go home. While this sounds a little complicated, it's actually very easy to get used to, and frankly, it's one of my favorite features that Motorola adds on top of their software stack. I've been using a Moto G2 Force for a long time.
Do they train you to use this feature?
Yeah, they do train you. There's a whole animation in the Motorola application, and once you get used to it, and many reviewers around the world have, you know, I will agree with me on this, that the one-button nav is something you really can't live without. So I, for one, am happy with the compromise to have slightly larger bezel, but to have the fingerprint sensor up front, which also brings me to the usual advantages of having a fingerprint sensor up front, which is that you can unlock the phone when it is kept on a table, which you really cannot do with a rear-mounted fingerprint sensor.
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to the camera you mentioned, the front camera is really good on the Moto G6. But the rear camera, do we have a clear winner in terms of performance?
Yeah, so between the three, there is no as such clear winner that takes the best photos across all lighting conditions. So the thing is that in low light, all three struggle. And that is not a surprise because, you know, smartphones under 15,000-16,000 really do not have that high quality a sensor to extract detail and extract a lot of light in low light. Saying that, when the lighting conditions are favorable, the Xiaomi Redmi Note 5 Pro is clearly a cut above the other two. The detail is far better. The exposure, it locks in the exposure much better. The dynamic range is better. So yeah, in low light, arguably the Moto G6 is slightly better than the other two. But the Redmi Note 5 Pro is far ahead in any other lighting condition. So I think we have a, if we have to say one winner, it will be the Redmi Note 5 Pro, but with the caveat that all three struggle in low light.
Okay, that makes sense. Then I also sort of noticed that in these three phones, I mean, you know, there's only that much of a pricing difference, right? I mean, it's not a huge difference, 3,000-4,000 here and there. So perhaps it's a good time to mention what's the pricing for these three phones and how they stack up in terms of like the equivalent variants for these three.
Yeah, so the Moto G6 is available in two variants, one with 3 GB of RAM and 32 GB of storage for 13,999, and one with 4 GB of RAM and 64 GB of storage for 15,999. Now the Redmi Note 5 Pro is also has a similar variant strategy. It's available in two variants, 4 GB and 64, 4 GB RAM and 64 GB storage for 15,000, and 4 GB RAM 64 GB for 17,000. So sorry, 4 GB and 32 for 15,000, and 4 GB
Ah,
64 for
exactly.
17,000.
Yeah, exactly. Even I got
But
confused there.
it's the Realme one which, you know, straddles multiple price segments and is the most versatile in terms of pricing. So it has the entry-level variant with 3 GB of RAM and 32 storage for 9,000, 4 GB RAM and 64 GB storage for 11,000, and then the higher-end variants with 6 GB of RAM and 128 GB of storage at 14,000. So in terms of paper specs, the Realme one is the Realme one's 14,000 variant is clearly ahead of the other two. However, the issue is that the Realme one is more or less a smartphone which is deserves a 10 or 11,000 price tag. So the 14,000 variant is, I mean, we cannot really recommend, and it comes across as overpriced because you are just paying for the extra specs on paper, the 2 GB extra RAM, which, I mean, we have not reviewed the 4 GB RAM variant, but I'm pretty sure it will be good enough. Because for 14,000, you don't get a fingerprint sensor. You get a fairly average set of cameras. You get a design which is polarizing, and there is no metal to be found on the phone, so the build quality is also a little below the other two. And the UI color OS of Oppo is very confusing and very cluttered. So I guess while the Realme one comes across on paper as the best buy, 14,000 rupees, you get 6 GB RAM, that is something that really does not translate well in day-to-day use in real-world performance.
Okay. And how do the Moto G6 and the Redmi Note 5 Pro hold up against each other?
So again, this is a
Oh,
comparison
wait,
which is,
before you like go ahead with that, we reviewed the 3 GB RAM and 32 GB storage variant, right, of the Moto G6, which is 13,999.
no, we reviewed the 4 and 64 variant,
464. Okay, fine.
15,999. Yeah, so out of the three, for Realme One and Moto G6, we reviewed the higher end variant, but for Redmi Note 5 Pro, we reviewed the 4 GB variant and 32 GB storage, which is for 13,999. So I guess Xiaomi had the confidence to send us the lower spec unit, while the other two did not. So anyhow, between the other two, the 4 GB variants of the Re if you compare the 4 GB variants, the Redmi Note 5 Pro is 14,000, while the Moto G6 is 16,000, while having a lower end processor compared to the Redmi Note 5 Pro. So in terms of value for money, nothing beats the Redmi Note 5 Pro. For 2,000 less than the Moto G6, you're getting a processor which is far more powerful, same amount of RAM, same amount of storage, but 32 GB extra storage, I mean. But and for and you can spend 2,000 rupees extra and get 6 GB of RAM if you want. So which again we have not reviewed, and seeing that the 4 GB variant of the Redmi Note 5 Pro performs so well, I don't think there's any need to spend the 2,000 rupees extra. So in value for money, it's the best buy.
Okay. So, like I think between these three, the Redmi Note 5 Pro emerges as maybe, you know, slightly ahead of the other two, because of, you know, its value for money proposition and perhaps an overall good package, including the software, which does not bother you, I'm guessing, the MIUI.
The software does bother me, and I was going to come to that. The Redmi Note 5 Pro is a super phone with one chink in its armor, and that's not a small chink, MIUI. So MIUI as such is not bad. It has really improved over the years and become really feature packed and fluid. but still cannot compare to the fluidity of stock Android, and it's not as clean as stock Android. Also, the Redmi Note 5 Pro is stuck on Android 7.1.2 Nougat, which is, for me, it's abysmal in selling a phone with Nougat in June 2018. I mean, Xiaomi claims that a Oreo update is on the way, that to 8.0, not 8.1. But we have been hearing that for months. There is no concrete timeline. There is no exact date. They have delayed it two or three times already. So that is very disappointing. While the other two phones come with the latest version of Android, and Realme One surprisingly has 8.1, while Moto G6 has 8.0. So, and I mean, Motorola has not been the quickest in terms of updates, but it does update its phones. So with the Moto G6, you will be getting Android P, and Realme One, we have no idea. So in software, Moto G6, I think, is far ahead of the other two. And that is the Redmi Note 5 Pro's biggest, biggest problem.
All right. So, there's one thing we haven't spoken about, and after that, I'll allow you to, come to your closing thoughts on these three phones, which is availability. Now, the best phone you can buy is the one that you can buy, right? The one which is available readily. I don't think people these days have the patience to sit and wait for that smartphone to arrive. And most people I know, at least, when they want to buy a phone, they want it immediately. So the Moto G6 is probably the only one which is almost always going to be available, unless, there's some serious change in the way things have worked for Lenovo and Moto. Whereas the other two phones, the Redmi Note 5 Pro and the Realme One from Oppo, these two are sold on a flash sale based model, which means a limited number of units go on sale every week. And there is no guarantee that you will get a phone in this. It's basically fastest fingers first from KBC, Kaun Banega Crorepati. And most of the times, the people I know, at least, they find it a little hard to buy these two phones.
Yeah, so in terms of availability, you summed it up quite well. Moto G6 is the easiest to buy. Motorola also sells its phones online, like the other two, but in the past, we have never faced an issue where, phone is going out of stock for weeks, and it comes in stock for just a few minutes, and then it gets sold out. They're consistently available. Maybe that is because not many people buy their phones, but, that is not being fair to Motorola. Maybe they do have a very good, supply chain in place. Now, the Realme One can come second because it's also available as the flash sale model, but as of now, we haven't seen as bad a situation as the Redmi Note 5 Pro, where the phone is not available for weeks at a time. It does get out of stock, but it comes in stock, every few days. The Redmi Note 5 Pro is the best phone out of the three, but is the most difficult to buy, almost impossible, I might say. So it's been months since the phone has been launched, and still it is, almost impossible to buy it as and when you want it. You have to wait for at least a minimum waiting time of a week is the de facto. There have been times that it has gone out of stock for weeks at a time and not come back. So Redmi, that is one big issue with the Redmi Note 5 Pro. And Xiaomi really needs to, we discussed this earlier also, really needs to work on their supply chain. And if they're creating artificial demand, I mean, we have no proof for that, but they might be. They should stop doing that.
Yeah, and when the company launched first with the Mi 3, I believe in 2014, or was it 15? I forget. But either way, it launched a few years ago. So at that point, when it had a flash sale model trying to gauge demand and all, it was understandable. But, in this, having been in this country for 3 or 4 years now, I don't think there's any excuse for Xiaomi to continue this nonsense flash sale thing. Once in a while, your phone going out of stock is understandable, but every week your phone selling out in seconds and then you import, that shows that the company has very little confidence in things, or they like the hype cycle a bit too much, where people sort of hype up the phone and then every week somebody wants to buy and people are talking about it on social media saying that flash sale is on, everybody go buy, etc.
And then people clamoring for the F codes,
Friend codes, which is sort of a code that Xiaomi gives you so that you are guaranteed a phone every week if you have the money to buy it, obviously. So, the company loves that marketing a bit too much to sort of give it up.
I guess it's the latter. It's not that the company doesn't have confidence in India, because India has now become their biggest market. It has surpassed China. So, how, I mean, it doesn't make any sense for them not to have confidence in the biggest market, the one which is, you know, really getting them all the glory and money. So it has to be the fact that the marketing this creates is something that is favorable for them. Otherwise, I don't really understand why they do not, you know, launch the phone in more offline stores and make it readily available.
Okay, so I think we've covered pretty much like all aspects of the phone except for maybe battery life, and maybe you can speak about that briefly and then give your closing thoughts on these three.
Yeah, so in terms of battery life, it's like a repeat of what we've said again and again. The Redmi Note 5 Pro wins. It has a 4100 mAh battery compared to the 3340 and 3000 mAh battery in the Realme 1 and G6. While battery numbers do not matter per se, this time the phone with the highest battery number actually delivers. So in our HD video loop test, Redmi lasted for more than 16 hours compared to around 10 and 11 hours for the other two. And this translates to real world performance as well. You can easily go 1.5 days without charging your phone, even with intensive use. While if you talk about the other two, the Moto G6 is better than the Realme 1. I guess that is because of the optimized software and the clear stock version of Android. So it can easily last you a day, but don't expect more than that. The Realme 1 also lasts a day, but you have to be careful with your usage. In the Moto G6, you can do whatever you want, it'll last your day. Obviously, that I mean within careful use, not gaming for hours at a time. While the Realme 1, you have to make sure that, you know, GPS is off. You have to make sure that, you know, you have turned off Bluetooth when it's done to last the whole day.
Yeah, that's sort of disappointing, honestly. I mean, I wouldn't want to buy a phone where, like, you have to do these things to make it last the whole day, like, right at the beginning. After maybe a year, year and a half, and the phone's battery capacity has degraded because lithium-ion batteries wear and, you know, age that way. Maybe then I'll accept it. But right at the beginning, if I have to do this, then imagine what will happen a year down the line.
And I guess that is a part of the blame can be due to the Oppo's Color OS, which does not maximize battery use as much as Motorola software stack does.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so your closing thoughts on these three phones. What would you recommend to people?
Yeah, so if you want the most well-rounded smartphone out of the three, then the Redmi Note 5 Pro is the best. It looks good. It's built very well. The performance is excellent. And the battery life is also very good. Yeah, there are two caveats, that is the low light performance is not that good of the camera, but that is across all three. And MIUI, if you are okay with not getting updates on time, living with the old version of Android, then if you're fine with that, then blindly buy the Redmi Note 5 Pro. Saying that, the Moto G6 is gorgeous. I mean, you have to look at it to believe it, and it's very compact. So people who are sick of holding wide smartphones that do not fit in one hand, they will love the Moto G6. It also has the best front camera of the bunch. So if that selfies are a priority for you, which is becoming the craze these days, go for the Moto G6. Now the Realme 1, only if you don't have the budget for the other two. If you have like 10 or 11,000 rupees to spend, then of course go for the Realme 1. It's one of the best phones in that price range. You know, the other options in that price range, like the Honor 9 Lite, are getting a bit stale. And obviously there's the Redmi Note 5. But in my opinion, the Realme 1 offers better bang for your buck because it has a very powerful Helio P60 processor. Now, in this price range, 14,000-15,000, the Realme 1 I really cannot recommend. Because it's mostly a low-end phone which has been given a higher-end variant, if you understand what that means. So, at 14,000, the Realme 1 is not value for money because it lacks a fingerprint sensor. It has a cluttered and confusing UI, and the cameras are pretty much average across all lighting conditions. So I think that's it. If you don't have the money for the other two, buy the Realme 1. If you want a gorgeous looking phone and don't care too much, you know, you're not a heavy user, don't care too much about performance, buy the Moto G6. But if you care about everything, want the most well-rounded smartphone, once again, sadly, Xiaomi wins.
Yeah, I mean, I should clarify that the only reason we are saying sadly is because it's not easily available. Otherwise, everything else, like including your software preference and all, that is like a bit subjective. But yeah, availability is one issue that Xiaomi definitely needs to fix. I think we've been saying this for years now, and at this point, Xiaomi is also running out of excuses as to why the phone is not available easily.
Also, another reason why I'm saying sadly is nothing to do with the fact that Xiaomi does not make great phones, and even excuse the availability, is the fact that it's been years now and no company has been able to match Xiaomi in this segment. So it's like we have sort of a monopoly being made here, and we really urge the other manufacturers to up their game because Xiaomi is running away with all the money.
Yeah, I mean, not all of it because the phones are not available long enough. Yeah,
all the plaudits, let's just say. All the credit.
That's true. Anyway, so that's about it for this episode of Orbital, and we hope this helped you decide between these three phones, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, if you like this show, do subscribe to it. You can go to Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or iTunes on your Mac and search for Orbital in the podcast section, and you will find our show. On your Android phone, go to the Google app and search for Orbital Podcast Gadgets 360 and subscribe to us. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do email us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.